I want to tell you the story that Pastor just read from the Bible, so we know it's a true story, but I'm going to read it out of a children's Bible because it has pictures, okay? Not with the camera, but somebody drew them. Anyway, Simon had a boat, and every day Simon got into his boat, and he went out into the water to catch fish. He was a fisherman. One time, Simon and his friends worked all night long trying to catch fish. Do you know how many they caught? Not even one. Not a single fish. Ah, let's go home, they said. So Simon and his friends took their boat back and put it away. After a while, Jesus came along. Now everybody wanted to be close to Jesus. Big people pushed this way and little people pushed that way. There was so much pushing that Jesus said, he got into Simon's boat and he said, Simon, please move your boat out into the water. I want to sit in it to talk to the people. Well, Simon wanted to please Jesus, so he did what Jesus said. He pushed his boat out into the water. Jesus sat in the boat and the people stood all along beside the water. Now everybody could see Jesus, and they could hear him. Then Jesus talked to them about God. When he was done talking, Jesus said, Simon, take your boat out into the deep water and catch some fish. Uh-oh, remember how that turned out before? Now Simon wanted to please Jesus, so he said, we worked hard all night to catch fish, and we didn't catch even one. But I will do what you say. So Simon made the boat go out in the water, the deep water. His brother went too. Then they put their fishing net into the water. Did you listen? Do you know what happens? All at once, the net was full of fish. Big fish, little fish, wiggly fish. Oh, my. Simon and his brother waved to their friends, and they said, quick, come and help. Their friends came in their boat. They filled up both boats with fish. Big fish, little fish, wiggly fish. Oh, my. And if you listen when Pastor read, the Bible says their nets were breaking and the boats were sinking. That's how many fish. Simon and his friends looked at all those fish. Where had so many fish come from? Then Jesus told them about something better than catching fish. From now on, Jesus said, you will bring people to me. So Simon and his friends left the fish, they left their boats, and they went with Jesus. I want us to think just a minute about that story, because Jesus gave those fishermen two gifts. The first gift he gave them was he let them see who he was. Do you know who Jesus is? He's God's son. He's God, isn't he? Nobody can tell fish to swim into a net and they do it except God, right? And then when those fishermen were amazed at what they saw and who he might be, he invited them to follow him because he had a job for them. Jesus gives you and me those same two gifts. He lets us see who he is in every true story from the Bible. Ask your mom and dad and your grandma and grandpa to read you all of Jesus' story. There we go. And then he asks you to follow him because he has a job for you too. Will you pray with me? Dear Jesus, thank you for showing us you are God.
Thank you for showing us you are God.
Thank you for inviting us to follow you. Help us believe and follow.
Help us to believe and follow.
Amen. Amen. Don't go. I have fish for you. Come grab one, and then you can go. Just come grab a fish. It says, the words on there tell you the two things that Jesus gives you, okay? What we talked about.